Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Let the beauty of what you love be what you do. There are 1,000 ways to kneel and kiss the earth. Rumi said that in a very famous quote of his. Hello, Inspired listeners. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this wonderful, amazing, beautiful planet of ours. Welcome to another episode of Inspired Living Radio. Every, what we like to say, Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, here on the internet through Om Times Radio, the voice of consciousness. We're moving into our third season of Inspired Living Radio. Been having a lot of fun over the last 3 years. I'm hosting solo today. This is Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector here in the beautiful Seattle, Washington. Going to be talking about Earth Day, participation in Earth Day. Going to be launching and sharing with you my first public meditation called The Magic is in the Moment. So I'm looking forward to that. So for the next 60 minutes, sit back, relax, maybe grab a nice cup of tea, or if it's sunny where you're at, it's sunny here, grab maybe an iced tea and get into some comfortable clothes and just relax for the next 60 minutes as we like to explore through body, mind, and spirit, or what I like to say, spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold. And today's topic is going to be about meditation, and it's also going to be talking, I'm going to be talking about a place to participate for Earth Day, because we just celebrated Earth Day on April 22nd, but we have to start realizing that Earth Day is an everyday event, not just one day out of the year. So I'm going to be talking a little bit about that, connecting to nature, going to be sharing a meditation with you, and again, just having a whole lot of spiritual fun, and going to be opening up the phone lines the second half of the show. So if you have a question for me, you can call in at 1-202-570-7057. Now that is for our U.S. callers only. That's if you're in the United States, you can call in and be put live on the air with me today. If you are outside of the United States, I know I have a lot of friends in Canada, Mexico, and over in the UK, Europe. If you want to post a question, you can go to our closed Facebook page right now. I'll be monitoring that. It's called Inspired Living Radio. Ask to join the community of almost 1,200 people now, or what we like to say, inspired listeners. And you can post your question there, and I will bring that question live to air if we have time. So again, just thank you for hanging out with me today. I'm hosting solo. If you want to learn more about the work I'm doing here in the Seattle Pacific Northwest area of the world, please visit marklanehart.com. You can internet search The Intuitive Prospector, and I would love to do a little spiritual prospecting with you. Now, my co-host today, Kim Thalken, who is in Richmond, Virginia. I'm hoping that she is out enjoying the beautiful weather, if it's nice there in Richmond, all the way across the United States. If you want to learn more about the beautiful work Kim is doing both in Richmond and her bi-coastal practice in Encino, California, you can visit her at lovefirst.info. You can find us both actually at Best American Psychics, where we've been tested on several occasions and part of the best psychics in the country. And you can also find us both on Bob Olson's Best Psychic Directory. But check out lovefirst.info if you're in the Virginia area. Kim is doing some amazing spiritual work, a true spiritual ambassador, and I know that you will benefit from working with her. So just throwing some love and saying hi to Kim. And we'll actually be back together on the air. It seems like we've been doing solo shows and a couple guests and spring breaks and vacation. I know I was on vacation and then she was on spring break. So we'll actually be back the start of May. with our open phone lines dedicated to our inspired listeners all around the globe, where you can call in and have spiritual chats. We do readings. We talk about what's going on in the world. And it's just our way of giving back and connecting with the spiritual community and inspired listeners. So that'll be next week, which is the first week of May. And that brings me to our positive affirmation for the last week in April. So every week we like to have a positive affirmation that is beneficial for you and your spiritual journey, and it helps set that vibration and that tone for the week. The positive affirmation for April is, life is bringing me everything I need and more. Let me say that one more time. The positive affirmation is, life is bringing me everything I need and more. That is your positive affirmation for the April. We're going to have a new affirmation starting next week, which will be in the month of May. And we'll repeat that for all 4 weeks or 5 weeks, however many weeks are in May. And just share that with you as our way of trying to inspire you, because we like to say that you are the inspired and the inspiration, and that's what Inspired Living Radio is all about. If you want to enjoy any of our encore shows, I know that our shows stream after this live show today. It streams through Om Times Radio a couple times. Yeah, you can go to Om Times Radio here on the internet and check out those times. We are also encore podcasts over on YouTube, Podbean, SoundCloud, MarkLaneHart.com, LoveFirst.info, and of course you can find us on iTunes. And we've got a lot of shows. Like I said, we've done 3 seasons. I'm not sure how many episodes we've done. Definitely over 100, because I know we celebrated our 100th last year. So we're definitely 100-plus shows that we've done. But go to any of those outlets, YouTube, MarkLaneHart.com, LoveFirst.info, or iTunes. You can catch the favorite shows. And if you subscribe to my playlist on YouTube under the Intuitive Prospector, you can catch all of the 3 seasons of Inspired Living Radio. You can catch 2 seasons of my Metaphysical Mocha Monday show. And I also have a lot of hiking videos, a lot of diving videos, or what I like to say, just pure spiritual awesomeness. So today we're going to be talking about a few different things. I'm going to be sharing a meditation with you called The Magic is in the Moment. So it's going to be a good way to kind of just sit back and relax. And I'm also going to be talking today about a place to participate for Earth Day, and something I talked about on my Monday Mocha show. So I have a Monday morning show called Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, and I am in my second season. I do that every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so that would be 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Facebook Live, so it's 30-minute topics of for that week. I share with you what's going on. I give you an inspiration, an affirmation. I give you a prospecting stone, a spirit animal, and a numerology number for the week. And then after that show ends, I have a Q&A after show where I directly connect with all of the awesome spiritual prospectors, spiritual chats, questions, just have a lot of fun. So if you want to check that out, you can check that out through MarkLaneHart.com, Facebook Live every Monday morning. But if you subscribe to my playlist on YouTube, you can get all of that. You can get notifications when a new video is uploaded. It's a great way to stay connected to what's going on in the metaphysical and spiritual community. If you are in the Seattle area, I do have my first public demonstration of mediumship this Friday, April 27th, from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock at Inner Alchemy. I'm looking forward to working for Spirit and connecting to audience members. If you are into hiking, we have our first Forest Friday spiritual hike on Friday, May 11th. We're going to be doing a very easy hike here in the Seattle area, in the Cascade Mountains, called Rattlesnake Ridge. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to include a meditation. It's going to include a little Qigong exercise, hiking guide. Check out Forest Fridays because they are rolling out for the summer. And of course, every Wisdom Wednesday, Inspired Living Radio here live at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. So before we get to our first break, because I know when I host these shows, they go by so quick, I want to talk about a place for participation and in respect to Mother Earth, in respect to Earth Day, which was celebrated the day after my birthday, actually. So I'm always honored that Earth Day follows right after my birthday on April 21st. And on April 22nd, we celebrate Earth Day. But for me, I wanted to talk about the importance of celebrating Earth Day every single day. I was watching a beautiful documentary coming back on a flight home called Love Thy Nature. So if you want to check it out, it's narrated by Liam Neeson. It's a really great look at our connection to nature. Us as a species, us as Homo sapiens, how nature is very important in our role, in our survival. And it's just a fantastic documentary that I really, truly enjoyed and highly recommend. And I just love when I'm doing either the radio show or the Mocha Mondays. It always seems like a few days before I think about what I'm going to talk about, I get the spiritual signs, symbols, and synchronistic events that take place. And it falls right in line with the topics that I'm thinking about, or it resonates, that vibration. And it just, you know, the things that come in, you know, I didn't expect to watch this movie, but it caught my eye on the plane. And I was like, oh, let me check this out. So I thought it was, you know, just a fun documentary and very inspiring, very eye-opening. I like to say that nature is our greatest teacher. Nature is our greatest healer. We can learn a lot from nature. That's why I do a lot of work out in nature here in the Pacific Northwest, beautiful part of the country. We have people come all from all over the world to do diving in the Puget Sound. So I'm a certified diver, and I get down into that terrestrial world of the Puget Sound. Beautiful. Or I get up in the mountains of the Cascade Mountains and do hiking either for myself, or I take people out to help them to connect to nature. And I've just learned through our connection to nature that it's very healing. It's very grounding. It's something that we need, and it's our first home if we think about it. It's where we first came from. But if you live in a city like I do, like here in Seattle, a very growing, booming city here in the United States, you're surrounded by a lot of concrete, a lot of buildings, and there's not a lot of nature. And so today we're going to be talking about a place for participation, because there is a place for participation for you and your journey in connecting to nature. I've, you know, on this show, we've had some amazing guests and covered some amazing topics. And one of the things that I find very interesting is I would say probably 85% of people that have had a healing, people that are trying to find peace, people that are looking for inspiration, whether it's through writing or creating a project, they get a lot of that from nature. I would even say maybe 90%. I'd be more comfortable saying 90%. So there's definitely a connection to nature, and a lot of people that I work with, that had, some serious ailments or were sick, they went out into nature and found themselves and allowed nature to help heal them and help them on their journey. And, you know, in the documentary, it was very interesting because they made a very bold statement that if we don't reconnect with nature, our species as Homo sapiens will actually disappear. And I thought that was pretty bold. And if you think about it, you know, it is our place, but Mother Earth is the landlord, and we are tenants here on the Earth, and we can be evicted at any time. There was a quote that Alan Watts had talked about that caught my eye, and he says, "You don't come into this world, you came out of it like a wave from the ocean." So we have this connection to nature, whether it's through its water, through trees. The other interesting thing that they talked about were the trees, and I didn't know this, and I do a lot of hiking, and I do a lot of research and science, into the background of nature, but the trees actually make up 25% of our DNA at the cellular level. They have 25% of similar DNA to Homo sapiens, and I found that very interesting. And the interaction between us and trees. So I wasn't always a tree hugger. So if you're a tree hugger, good for you. If you're not a tree hugger, you may want to think about becoming a tree hugger, because there's a multi benefit from hugging a tree, being a part of a tree, but also the interaction of what we exhale as humans, you know, this thing called carbon dioxide. They need that to produce oxygen. So they take in our carbon dioxide, they turn around through photosynthesis and create oxygen. And guess what we need as humans? We need the oxygen that the trees and plants and nature is putting out so that we can breathe and survive. So when you think it in terms of that, it's a symbiont relationship. We are dependent on each other. So, you know, why are we destroying the place that we live? Why are we chopping down trees to make houses? Why are we, you know, destroying much of nature? And this is, you know, even from the Amazon jungle all around the world, if you look at what's taking place with the devastation of nature, you have to think, by devastating nature, are we really killing ourselves in the process? And that's a very powerful statement to think about. But another thing that really sticks in my mind is a quote from Leonardo da Vinci. one of the greatest inventors of all time, who got a lot of inspiration from nature himself. And his quote that he talked about is, "Those who are inspired by a model other than nature, a mistress above all masters, are laboring in vain." So when I read that, I just thought, wow, that's very powerful. Well, you know, one of the greatest inventors gets his inspiration from nature, and he's saying, "Those who are inspired by a model other than nature, is a mistress above all masters, are laboring in vain." So think about that for a second. Think about your connection to nature, whether it's through the trees, whether it's through the animals. You know, us and our cousins, the monkeys, we make up 99% compatibility at the cellular level, at the DNA, and 1% separates us from monkeys. So we have a connection to animals, we have a connection to trees, we have a connection to water. And, you know, us as a species, we have to think about, you know, the word Homo sapien. The word sapient actually is an indication of the word wise, and we have to think about, are we being wise in what we're doing around the earth? So think about your carbon footprint, think about how you recycle, think about how you compost. We actually compost and recycle here in Seattle, but I'll tell you, when I was in Las Vegas, they don't do a lot of recycling. This last weekend I was down there for my birthday, and there's not a lot of recycling. I'd ask somebody, "Where's your recycle bin?" "Oh, we don't have one." And so I would try not to get a water bottle for the water and use a canteen that I bring. But sometimes it's just like, wow, where's that plastic bottle going? Where's that plastic sack going if they're not recycling? So it's just being mindful and conscious of your footprint, because I just can imagine at my level, how many water bottles in Vegas, and then you multiply that times the cities around the United States, and then multiply that around the world, and you wonder why the ocean is collecting plastic, you know, in the likes of more than fish. And so we're getting out of balance, is what I'm trying to say. So we're going to come back from our first break of the show. We're talking about a place for participation on Earth Day, celebrating Earth Day every single day, not just on April 22nd. And then I'm going to take you into a Magic in the Moment meditation and share with you. But just want to thank you for being here on Inspired Living Radio. We like to say you are the inspired and the inspiration. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one. It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio here on OM Times. I'm your host today, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, the Seattle Seer. Hosting solo today, Kim has the day off, but she will be back next Wisdom Wednesday as we open up the phone lines to take your questions, have a spiritual chat, and just a show dedicated to our inspired listeners, something that we try to do at least once a month in connecting with the inspired listening community. If you want to check out any of our pages, you can find us on social media through Facebook at Inspired Living Radio. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram under the heading Inspired For Us. That's the number four, so Inspired For Us. And you can also find us on Google Plus Communities. So those are the four main social media pages that Inspired Living Radio is a part of. We'd love to have you follow us, like us, join us, but most importantly, get on the Facebook closed page and become an Inspired listener so you can post questions and we can have an interaction. I will be opening up the phone lines here in the second half of the show. So if you have a question for me talking about Earth Day, a place for participation, please give me a call at 1-202-570-7057. That is for U.S. callers only. If you have a question for me outside of the United States, please post that on our closed Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio, and I would love to bring it to air. So I was talking right before the break there. I can't believe the first break's already come and gone, and we're getting into the second half of the show here. I was talking about our connection with nature. One of the quotes that I love from John Muir, if you know who John Muir is, he was at the turn of the century of the 1900s, very big into nature, big advocate for protecting the mountains and nature, creating federal protected parks, federal lands like Yosemite, and very big advocate in protecting that. And he talks about climb the mountains and get their good tidings. Nature's peace will flow into you, while cares will drop off like the autumn leaves. And that's the power of nature. And in the documentary I was watching, it was talking about us being Homo sapiens, and the word sapien indicates the word wise. It says that we are Homo sapiens. We think, therefore, we are. We're at the top of the food chain, as they say. We have the ability to change our environments, and there's only one other animal that I know of in my journey that actually has the ability to change your environment, and that's the beaver, because the beaver creates a dam, and then they can take what once was dry land and turn it in, put it under 8 feet of water. Humans are the only other species that has that ability to really make a difference in their environment and change their environment. Now, I wrote a paper for OM Times magazine back in January that would beg to differ. Maybe humans aren't the smartest and wisest animals on the earth, talking about the whales and the dolphins, because the whales and the dolphins have the ability to communicate, empathize, love, but you don't see them changing their environment and destroying the environment in which they live. In fact, we're actually causing them more harm from the plastics, from the fishing nets. It's just very sad and devastating to watch. So myself, as a humanitarian, I'm very passionate in making change. And again, that change starts with me. What am I doing at my level? What kind of footprint am I leaving? What kind of trash am I putting out? Am I recycling? Am I composting? And when you make that change at your level, if we start creating that mindfulness and that vibration, and all of us start doing that, we really start to look for a future that's very sustainable and beneficial and leaves a future for the next generations. For those of you that are listening, if you've never heard of biomimicry, you might want to check that out. Biomimicry is very fascinating, something I didn't know a lot about. And, if you go back in history and you look at the farming agriculture, when we first started to do farming, we started to realize that nature has these seasons of summer, fall, winter, spring. And if we put these seeds in the dirt, we get plants. So if you think about the food that's on your table right now, it comes from somewhere. And so there's this cycle. So back, I'd say they talked about the agricultural industrial revolution started about 10,000 years ago as far as really producing an agricultural change as far as us as humans and our ability to start changing our environment. And then about 300 years ago, we started getting into the industrial revolution. That's where we started manufacturing. We were able to take things and put them, you know, into matter and create iron and steel and railroads and really start to change the environment that way and crisscross the world with our creation of the Industrial Revolution. And then as we get into this century, we're more into the computer digital revolution, how the computer is revolutionizing how we interact, what we do, our footprint that we leave. And a lot of that is biomimicry, is they're actually going back and looking at nature of how we can move forward into the future without losing our technology, but at the same time learning from nature how to not change our environment so much. I know they talked about designing buildings for cooling, and they actually are modeling that after the anthills and how ants can actually create big towers and allow it to be cool so they can survive. Looking at the butterfly, the color of a butterfly's wings as far as not getting away from dyes and paints, but actually using digital refraction and light to create color. So biomimicry is very interesting. We're going back to our first home, which is nature, and we're learning from nature on ways to move into a future that is very sustainable with the technology that we have, but also not destroying the world that we live in. So I just wanted to share that with you today. Wanted to let you know that there is a place for participation on Earth Day, which is every single day of the year. What can you do to make a difference? I thought it would be, you know, a good topic to talk about today as I'm hosting solo. And if you have any questions for me, feel free to post on the Facebook page. Feel free to, I'm checking the Facebook page right now as we speak. Feel free to call in. That number to call in for the live call-in show is 1-202-570-7057. If there's no callers, I'm going to be taking you through my first meditation that I'm actually putting out to the public. So the magic is in the moment. It's a meditation that I wrote a little while ago, and I'm now starting to record and put out there, and I'm going to be sharing that with you for the last half of the show. I gotta look at the time here. Yep, we got a half hour left, so that'll be perfect timing. But you know, just everything that we talked about today as Homo sapiens, as being the wise humans that we are and should be, and leaving a future for the, you know, the generations behind us. Think about the impact that you're making as far as Earth Day, and let Earth Day be a day every day, not just on April 22nd, and just know that you have a place for participation and making a change that starts with you. And if you want to get into a documentary, check out Love Thy Nature, beautiful documentary. Check out Biomimicry, of how we're using technology to model after nature. And again, what I love about nature is nature always seems to get it done in its own time, in its own way. It always completes its cycle. And again, just that last quote from John Muir, climb the mountains and get their good tidings. Nature's peace will flow into you while cares will drop off like autumn leaves. Love that. So I'm going to be sharing a meditation with you. So just take a few seconds just to, if you're listening to my voice, just to maybe kick off your shoes. We're going to do what's called the magic in the moment. And going to do this before we go to our second break. So it's about a 10-minute meditation. It's a lot of fun. It's about finding the magic in the moment. And I thought it would be something to be fun to share with you, help you inspire you. So as we begin our journey together, just moving deeper into your spiritual path, take a nice, deep, cleansing and healing breath, allowing your shoulders to relax. Rest in your arms by your side, or simply relaxing them on your knees. Placing both feet on the ground, sitting up straight, sitting up tall. Take one more deep cleansing and healing breath, allowing the events of the day to fall away, and welcome in the magic of the present moment for this meditation. With the stilling of the body, the quieting of the mind, take another deep cleansing and healing breath, breathing in peace and exhaling worry. and start to pause and think about what gives you meaning in life. Now, without question, without judgment, without opinion, select a word or a short phrase, no longer than 5 words, that brings you meaning, brings you joy, peace, passion, purpose, that can be repeated during this meditation within the time it takes to exhale your breath. A positive affirmation, or even just a simple mantra, for example, can be repeated. Or if religious faith is important for you and your spiritual journey, you may wish to recite part of a prayer or an inspiring quote from a book, a movie, or a song. If love, happiness, family, friends, nature, Mother Earth, Father, Son is meaningful to you, take this moment right now to secure your word or simple phrase and keep it with you for the rest of this meditation. Let us move deeper into this meditation, and by now you will have found a comfortable position, remembering your meaningful word or your short phrase, and making only small adjustments to the body, and having the conscious mind become still with no more movements within the body. Movement tends to trigger consciousness within the mind. Feel yourself going even deeper now into this loving, guided meditation, traveling further down the spiritual path with your word or phrase fresh in your mind, continuing to breathe in peace and love, exhaling doubt and worry. And as you continue to breathe, feel your eyelids become heavy like little weights attached, hanging from each eyelid, slowly pulling down on both of your eyelids. Begin to relax and let your eyes close fully. Feel your body start to relax even more so, feeling your breath move in and out of your lungs and body. Now you may experience some twitching of the body, which is normal as you feel yourself slip deeper into the healing meditation and start to experience the magic in the moment. Now fully present to this meditation, aware of your body, the sound of my voice, your breath, your surrounding sounds, and the thoughts in your mind, relax the body even more, taking a deeper breath and disregarding any thoughts that come into your mind, and have nothing to do with your meaningful word or simple phrase. If your mind starts to wander, come back to your body, focus on your breath, in and out, repeating just the word or phrase you've chosen for this meditation, letting all of your muscles become loose and relaxed. Let us start at the bottom of your feet. Feel the warm energy of the present moment move over your feet, rising up over your ankles, slowly moving up the lower legs up to your knees, moving up into the upper legs. Feel the energy of the present moment moving up into your pelvis, your hips, your torso, coming up through your stomach. Feel the energy of the present moment coming up to your chest. Take a nice deep cleansing healing breath in here. Feel your lungs expand. Feel the energy of the present moment, finding the magic in the present moment. Feel that energy coming up your lower back, connecting together at the top of your shoulders now. Feel the energy of the present moment radiating down each arm, coming down to your wrist, your hands, your fingertips, radiating down the other arm, your wrist, your hands, your fingertips. Now feeling the energy of the present moment continuing up your neck, coming up to your chin, your nose, coming all the way up to your forehead and your third eye, located right between the brows, called the brow chakra. Continue to resonate all the way up to the top of your head. Take in another nice, deep, cleansing, healing breath. Enjoying the energy of the magic in this moment. And feel your entire body become loose, relaxed, and at peace as you experience the magic in the moment of this meditation. Turn your attention now to your breathing. In, out. Notice each breath. Without trying to change your breathing in any way, just become the observer to your breath. In, out. Just observe. Breathe naturally. Breathe deeply and breathe slowly. As your thoughts wander, as thoughts come into your mind, simply return your attention and awareness to your breathing. No effort on your part to breathe. Just notice a nice, smooth, and gentle breath in and out. In and out. Now think of the meaningful word or phrase you have selected and say this word or phrase in your mind or out loud if you're alone as you exhale. Each time you breathe out, say the word or the phrase. And as your thoughts wander, and they will, bring your attention again to repeating your meaningful statement with each out breath. In and out. Continue repeating the word or phrase each time you exhale. With acceptance and gratitude, continue to focus on the word or the phrase, repeating it each and every time you exhale. Breathe in, hold for a brief second, exhale, stating your word or simple phrase. Breathe in, hold for a brief second, exhale, stating your word or simple phrase. Allow any distracting thoughts that you may be trying to come into your mind to just float right on by, coming back to your word or your phrase as you breathe in and out. I will leave you here now to experience and feel the magic in the moment and the power of your words with each breath you take in and with each breath you exhale out. Enjoy the next few moments, the next few minutes of experiencing the magic in the moment. And after we come back from our second break, I'd love to hear from you. If you want to post a comment on our Facebook page, call in, please do so. But until then, enjoy the next few minutes of experiencing the magic in the moment. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart. This is the Intuitive Prospector here on Inspire Living Radio. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Namaste.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on OM Times. I hope that you enjoyed that magic in the moment meditation. Like I said, it was about 15 minutes. It's a 10 to 15 minute meditation, but it's a great way to really just take a pause, especially if you're having a rough day, and you know, focus in on the breath and think of a word or a phrase. It could be from a movie, it could be music, and repeat that. It can really change your mindset. It can change your vibration. It can change the direction of your day. There is a lot of power in meditation, mindfulness, manifestation, mantras. And, you know, I wrote that Magic in the Moment meditation some months back, and I'm just now sharing it here on the air. But I hope that you enjoyed that. You can, you know, get that meditation off my site at marklanehart.com. And I hope to have it officially recorded where I can start to share out more. But a big thing of finding the magic in the moment is to let go of the past. Stop carrying it as a life sentence. You can't do anything about your past. And don't put so much mindfulness into the future, because there is no guarantees for any of our futures. All we have is in the present moment. And when you bring that energy from the future and that energy from the past, just like we talked about, moving up from the feet all the way through the top of the head, repeating that you know, phrase or statement that you came up with, it helps you get into the magic of the moment. And there can be a lot of healing and peace in the magic of the moment, in the present moment, and living in the moment. Again, it's something that I talked about. I'd wrote an article, talked about we are human. We are only human after all. And folks, you know, tend to use that as an excuse. Well, we're only human. But, you know, when you look at it, we're only human. And we have this, you know, supercomputer brain on top of our shoulders. We have the ability to change our environment. We have the ability to explore. If you think about just even how we explored this planet going back, you know, thousands of years, and the the thought that went into even exploring to find the new country of America and to explore the Antarctic. Now we're moving into space and the thought of, okay, what does space exploration look like? So being we are only human after all is actually a compliment, not something to be used in a negative way, because we have the ability to change and make things better if we choose to do that. In the article I talked about, why is it that the human species is such a struggling species with, our role as Homo sapiens? We're supposed to be the wise species of the planet, but yet we have a lot of violence. We have a lot of expression of self. We have a lot of politics. That's a big one right now. People are so divided by politics, especially here in the United States. A lot of complaining or fussing throughout life with a lot of judgment and ego and opinions. While, if we're the observers and we are looking back at the animal kingdom, and again, that 1% of between us and our cousins, the monkeys, that 1% is really quite interesting, because that 1% does bring about violence and expression of self and fussing and judgment and ego, while, our cousin, the monkey in the animal kingdom and Mother Nature, they tend to, do things, in a peaceful way. They tend to get things completed and accomplishments, in its own right, whatever that is, without the limitations of self, drama, worry, or fuss. So for me, I've always been fascinated with, why such a stark difference, if humans are so intelligent, why are we not seeing that? Why are we not recognizing that? Because we would, we would choose if we become awakened. And I like to say, usually it's a shakening that causes an awakening. It's the whole reason I'm on the air with you here today, is because of my own near-death experience, major tragedies, my own shakening that caused an awakening. But when we become the observers of the life around us, of our external environments, we see, that we want to choose to have a pathway to knowledge, to wisdom, to peace, to happiness, enlightenment, if you will, without the fuss, and want to go more with the flow of life as a true expression of intelligence and self-discovery for who we are as humans. And, that means sometimes that your friends can change, your relationships can change, your love relationships, even your career. In my path, my career has changed dramatically based on, becoming an awakened, becoming a humanitarian, realizing how important the earth is, how important connecting to animals are, and how awesome and intelligent animals can be. Like I said, especially the dolphins and the whales, they may actually be a little bit more intelligent than us, because they're not destroying their place of where they live like humans are. So I just thought I'd share that with you here today on the show as we get into the last part of the show here. If you have any questions, let me just double check Facebook here, make sure that we don't have any questions. We don't. So, and if you have a question you want to call in, we've got about 9 minutes or so that you can call in and ask me a question. Or if you want to share something, I'd love to hear from you. The number to call in here for the United States only is 1-202-570-7057. That's the Ohm Times radio call in line. If you have a question, I'll bring it live to air. If not, post a question on the Facebook page, and we can also follow up, because we know that sometimes people don't always catch the live broadcast. They catch an encore show, and then they post a question based to an encore show. So if you do catch one of our 100 plus encore shows over on YouTube or iTunes, SoundCloud, or Podbean, post a question on our Facebook page, and myself or Kim, who is off today, will answer that. And we'd also love to hear from you, our Inspired Listening community. I remember when we started 3 years ago, there was two of us, Kim and myself. We weren't sure what we were really doing when we started Inspired Living Radio, but we followed a calling, and here we are 3 years later, and we're close to 1,200 Inspired listeners all around the globe. So I'm very honored and humbled by that. So if you have a suggestion too for shows moving into the summer months, we're always looking for new topics again, we cover everything here on Inspired Living Radio. If you are the inspired and the inspiration, then it's a good fit for the show. We've covered everything from metaphysics, mediumship, meditations, medicine, professional athletes. I'm trying to think what else that we've had over the course of the three seasons. We were supposed to have a ninja on a couple weeks ago, but we had to reschedule. And I know that we're scheduled out till the middle of July. But if you have a topic that you are interested in, or you know somebody that would want to come on and share their gifts, because, you know, part of the show is about sharing the education. Education leads us to knowledge. Knowledge leads us to wisdom. And hopefully that wisdom will carry over into an enlightenment for all of us. We'd love to hear from you on new books, new music. We've had musicians on. I know last 2 weeks ago we did the Kundalini Energy, which I found very fascinating, from a teacher that teaches at the Kundalini Institute. So that was a lot of fun. So energy. And it always reminds me of Nikola Tesla when he says, if you want to unlock the secrets of the universe, you think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And that is so very, very true. So I want to just also let folks know, if you are interested in getting on my Soul Adventures newsletter, it's my e-newsletter that just came out. I'm going to be sharing a poem with you here to close the show, talking about that our loved ones are never really gone. No one's ever really gone if you think in terms of energy and frequency and spiritualism. I know that we've been talking about, a place for participation on Earth Day. I know we just did a meditation about finding the magic in the moment, but I've also, found it very interesting on how we can connect with those that are no longer here in the physical body and have crossed over into a different, form, whatever your religious belief is. You may not have any religious belief, but I just, know from my journey that, there's just so much that we don't know, and that's why we're doing the show of Inspired Living Radio and looking at metaphysics, looking at mediumship, looking at psychic sciences, and the power of the mind and the capacity of something to do something that can really change who we are and how we interact with the world. So if you want to get on my Soul Adventures newsletter, this month, I was talking about no one's ever really gone, and there's a poem that I'm going to share called Crossing the Bar. It's actually a poem that I first came across when I was in the United States Coast Guard, and when somebody crosses the bar, that means that they have left the physical body, or what we say, the incarnated body, and they have decarnated back into a energy, a spiritual form. Some of you may know it as heaven. Some may know it as angels. Some may know it as just a spiritual being. So I'll be sharing that here with you in just a second. But if you have any questions after the show, please send us a private message or post your comments on the closed Facebook page. I am just looking at the closed Facebook page real quick. I'm just curious to see how many inspired listeners we really do have. And as of today, we have 1,171 members. You guys are awesome. Thanks for being an inspired listener and being a part of the Inspired Living Radio community. We truly appreciate it. Again, if you want to check out any of the beautiful work Kim is doing, she is in Richmond, Virginia. You can find all of her information at loveatfirst.info. You can also find her profile and my profile at Best American Psychics or Bob Olson's Best Psychic Directory. We've worked hard to be tested and vetted and validated to be a part of these directories, and it's always important to, I always say it's important to research people, especially when you're working with them in a spiritual standpoint, a healing standpoint, meditative standpoint, mediumship, psychic, do your research and check out people, because there's those of us that are true to the cause and those of us that are true spiritual ambassadors because of the life and the experiences that we've gone through and our ability and want to help and serve others and make this just a better place to be for all of us. So I always think of the quote from Frederick Douglass. He talks about, if there is no struggle, there is no progress. And I know through my struggle, I've had great progress in connecting to the unknown. Explore the unknown or see the unseen in 2018 is what I've been saying. So if you want to check out my article that I talked about on Om Times, you can check that out. Just look for my profile, Mark Lanehart, and the article is called We Are Only Human After All, A Path of Self-Discovery. So we've covered a lot today. We've talked about a place for participation on Earth Day, making Earth Day every day, not just one calendar day out of the year. We did a meditation. I hope you enjoyed that meditation. That's one that I wrote called The Magic is in the Moment, and just a way to feel the present moment, because, you know, the day can bring a lot of stress and strain, a lot of worry, a lot of thoughts based on your past, based on your future, and a lot of people miss the magic in the moment. I'm going to close the show with a poem called Crossing the Bar, but I also want to leave you with this quote from Rachelle Carson that she talked about. It's going to fit really nicely with the topic of this show. The more clearly we can focus our attention on the wonders and realities of the universe, the less taste we shall have for destruction. So I found that very, very powerful, because there is a lot of destruction and chaos going on in the world right now. But if we make that change within ourselves, we can create that difference that we're all looking for. Again, the more clearly we can focus our attention on the wonders and realities of the universe, the less taste we shall have for destruction. That's from Rachelle Carson. And again, that universe is pretty big, guys. You know, the universe, this, you know, we're just learning that, you know, we can't mathematically comprehend the size and scope of the universe. And there's still a lot for us to discover and explore and learn. So I just want to finish off with Crossing the Bar. This is a poem by Alfred Lord Tennyson. And it's in relation to No One's Ever Really Gone. And it says that sunset and evening star and one clear call for me. And may there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea. But such a tide as moving seems asleep, too full for sound and foam, when that which drew from out the boundless deep turns again home. Twilight and evening bell, and after that the dark. And may there be no sadness of farewell when I embark. For though from out are born of time and place, the flood may bear me far, I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar. And that's Crossing the Bar by Alfred Lord Tennyson. I want to thank you so much for being here today. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, here on the Om Times Radio Network. Until then, until our next soul adventure, have a great week, everyone. Be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.